Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. We've got some truly eye-opening stories today, so let's jump right into our top headlines with Jane.
Thanks, Paul. Starting with a big one, OpenAI's GPT 5.6 AI model family has actually outperformed human physicians in a blind clinical evaluation. That's a huge leap for medical AI, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, Jane. And what's even more impressive is that the smallest variant, named Luna, beat GPT 5.5 at a 25 times lower cost. It really shows the rapid progress in both capability and efficiency.
It certainly does, Paul. This could revolutionize diagnostics and patient care, though it also raises questions about AI's role in critical decision-making. It's a powerful tool, but we need to consider the ethical implications.
Speaking of ethical implications, Jane, a Cambridge study has revealed that Boko Haram commanders routinely used frontier AI chatbots to obtain bomb-making instructions. This is based on interviews with former extremist commanders, which is incredibly disturbing.
That's a stark reminder, Paul, that the same powerful AI tools can be misused for nefarious purposes. It highlights the urgent need for robust safety measures and content filtering on these advanced models. We're talking about real-world dangers here.
Indeed, Jane. Now, for something a bit more, shall we say, personal, the ongoing feud between Elon Musk and Sam Altman has escalated again. Elon Musk reportedly called Sam Altman a scammer, while Altman accused Musk of overselling space data centers to investors.
Oh, that rivalry just keeps heating up, doesn't it, Paul? It seems like every week there's a new jab on X. Altman's comment about space data centers is a playful but pointed dig, showing their competition isn't just about technology, but also about public perception and investor confidence.
You're right, Jane. It's quite the spectacle. Moving on, Apple has filed a lawsuit against its former chief hardware officer, Tang Tan, alleging trade secret theft. This happened before he joined Joni Ive's OpenAI-acquired startup.
That's a significant development, Paul. Apple is claiming Tan exfiltrated sensitive supplier data and internal documents, which could give a huge advantage to a competitor. It underscores the intense battle for talent and proprietary information in the AI space.
Absolutely. And in another headline related to Altman, he's claiming an OpenAI model has achieved 5.6 SOL, leading global benchmarks. He even pointed to Elon Musk's obsession as proof, which is a classic Altman move.
It really is, Paul. That 5.6 SOL claim, if true, would be a major milestone, and Altman knows how to use the rivalry to his advantage. It's all part of the high-stakes game these founders are playing.
Switching gears a bit, Jane, CoreWeave and Nebius have secured billions in funding and commitments from NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Meta. This really highlights the massive demand for AI infrastructure right now.
It certainly does, Paul. These companies are at the forefront of providing the latest NVIDIA GPUs, which are crucial for scaling AI. But, you know, it also brings up questions about the sustainability of this growth, especially with the huge capital expenditures involved. That's a great point, Jane. And on a slightly different note, Sam Altman also revised his prior expectations, now stating that AI has led to net job creation. It's an interesting shift from earlier predictions. It is, Paul. It suggests a more nuanced understanding of AI's economic impact is emerging. The idea is that human work expands to utilize new intellectual capacity, which is a more optimistic outlook than some initial fears of widespread job displacement. Well, that's a lot to chew on for today. That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for July 12th, 2026. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.